Ladies and gentlemen, the boys are back on this fine Monday morning. I had to pull this fucking guy out of bed.
Yeah, it was dangerous.
You would think it's 7 a.m. over here. It's 11:30. We got shit to do.
No.
Get it together.
No, I totally forgot. I don't know.
Oh, well. Well, not like it's important or anything. Not like you guys matter to us or anything. No big deal.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's dangerous.
Wow. But thanks, everybody, for following us and watching. We had decent viewership last week. Keep liking, subscribing.
And Twitter's going well. Instagram's going better.
Who do you have following you right now?
Jared Gordon.
Jared Gordon, the winner of The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah. So
shout out to Jared Gordon. We're in conversation with Paul Williams right now. Paul, yeah. The Punisher. If you don't know, three-time two-division world champion, one of my all-time favorite fighters.
That's amazing.
Can't That's wait. Exciting. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. It looks like we're going to be interviewing Paul Williams sometimes this week, later, or maybe early next week.
So they might be getting an extra episode.
Yeah, either the extra episode or we'll just tack it on to next week's or something. But either way, you guys will see the conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's exciting. We're trying to get some more interviews going, I think.
Okay, all right. What were you saying? Finish that thought now.
We're trying to get some more interviews going. I just think that's going to help promote us.
We're going to be interviewing Coach Kyle Millette soon.
Kyle Millette.
One of the best boxing coaches in Southwestern Ontario.
I'm trying my hardest to get an interview with Chris Leben for Reese.
Shit. Shout out to the Crippler. Tie-dye man. Oh,
man. It's been hard.
Is he Kool-Aid's hair or is that real dye?
I have no idea.
Damn.
The Crippler. It's Reese's favorite fighter, so I'm like, man, I gotta get an interview with this guy.
So we had a couple questions, and actually we had like one question. Justin Saldana, shout out to Justin. He wants on the podcast, so you know how it is, man. It's open door policy. We're always willing to have somebody else on for interviews.
You just gotta wake your ass up.
Shit talking purposes, you have to get your ass here. You know what it is, Monday mornings we film.
11 o'clock.
It is what it is. So
now we're gonna have like 10 people at our door next week. It'll be a party.
We'll give you food stamps and a peso. You guys will be on your way. what do you think about this weekend, man?
Sad.
You saw my post, right?
Oh man, yeah.
Oh my god,
it was a pretty sad weekend.
I was gutted. I was gutted.
We had
the Reaper, man. His bowels were not cooperating.
No, he's getting
He had a hernia surgery.
Hernia surgery.
Three and a half hours.
Yeah, it sucks because I was really looking for that fight.
I was more excited for Anderson versus Adesanya, but I was also excited for Anderson versus Adesanya because of what it implied. It was implying that that was the number one contendership. Yeah. Now we don't have a number one contender because if you guys live under a rock and you've been disappeared for the whole weekend, Robert Whittaker had to pull out 10 hours or so before his fight.
No, I think it was
10 hours before his fight due to an emergency hernia surgery. So the timetable for his return is unknown.
Yeah, they're probably going to do an interim title. Yeah, something
Adesanya?
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think you strip Whittaker unless he 365 days passes without him defending his title. In which case, then, yeah, that history shows if you don't defend your title for a year, sorry, man, we got to move on. Next.
Unless you're Conor McGregor.
And
then you get a little bit of leeway.
Shout out to Donald Cerrone for wanting to fill in on 10 hours notice.
And Chael, he was there, too. Yeah. Like, he was there, so.
And they both were hungover and partying and not in shape.
Chili.
Well, here's the thing, man. Chael's fought a heavyweight in his last fight.
Yeah, so he's fine.
No, but he had to get down. What's he going to fight at? Like, what weight would... If he was going to... Because he said, I'll fight Silva if they want to do Israel versus Gastelum. What weight would that
have been? And he always had trouble cutting in middleweight.
100%.
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
So, I don't know. I have no idea.
Cerrone would have been fine because he'd be going up two divisions. He'd probably...
Probably walks around 185.
185, exactly. 20, yeah.
Yeah. I'm good? I don't know. Probably not.
No, bro. He was... A healthy Donald Cerrone, I would... favor to beat Gastelum.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But in one day's notice, doing Shoey's fucking party.
In the crowd, that was amazing.
Oh, my God, I love Donald Cerrone.
But, you know what? We got to... This card was pretty bad. But you also got to see some, like, good fighters that
from a different side of the world, man.
Yeah, you got to see. I enjoyed like the Bing Bing.
Bing Bing. Oh yeah, Devontae Smith, doesn't he?
So shout out to Devontae Smith, the Bing Bing.
With the Bing Bing.
With the Bing Bing. I hit him with the Bing Bing. The man doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
We ain't talking ping pong. We ain't talking pinball. We talking 1-2 down the middle. Bing Bing.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. He doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. Yeah,
he doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
No,
he's undefeated, is he not?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Buddy specimen.
He looked good. He's gonna have some tough. They're gonna have to give him some tough fights at 155, but. Good to see some new blood in there.
Absolutely. And then Shane Young.
Monster. Shout out to the man's Instagram page blowing up. Holy. Ooh,
the Snapchat.
Jeez, we'll post that later too. The man's
social media.
The man's post was going doop, 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 doop.
He made a post-fight interview about, what was it, cancer?
Mental health.
And like, we went to follow him after. And he only had like 9,000 followers. And then you just kept sliding up, and we have a video of it, and it's just going up. It's crazy.
It was like Yu-Gi-Oh! When your life points are going.
It was crazy, though. But shout out to Shane Young, featherweight.
He's a beast, too. He fights. He's out of the same gym as Israel.
Yeah, he's a good fighter.
He's a featherweight?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tough division right now. The main card was pretty bad. I don't know. It's that early stoppage with Sam Alvey, I think.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. I think it was worse than the TJ stoppage, man.
Oh, horrible.
It was bad. The man got hit with a good shot, and then Crew. For some reason, thought it was a walk-off home run, and turns his back, starts walking towards his side of the cage. Alvey's back on his feet. Fight continues.
And he's been rocked before. Like,
yeah.
The guy's been, I mean, I understand if it's been like, but Alvey's like, you could dumbasses like that get wrong.
He's got a chin.
So, like, and he said last time when he got stopped, it was the same ref that screwed him over. So.
He was trying to get at that ref. Trying to put some hands on that guy. That was John Mergliotta?
No, that was, John Goddard, or?
Something Goddard. Anyways, yeah, the guy, come on, that was bad. That was questionable.
That was horrible.
But you won't hear about it because it's not TJ Dillashaw and Henry Cejudo, so we're not going to hear about how bad of a ref decision that was.
Absolutely. Man, Ricky Simon versus Ronnie Yahya. I had a hard time sitting through that fight.
That was the matchup of questionable haircut versus man that shouldn't have a haircut. Shave your hair off, Ronnie Yahya, and Ricky Simon. I don't know, rethink that shit. You're not a lion, right? You don't need the lion mane. Stop peacocking on us.
Oh, if you're trying to look up a terrible hairdo, look up Ricky Simon.
Ooh, he looks like Theo Vaughn. If you don't know what Theo Vaughn is, take a look at Theo Vaughn.
He's going to be ranked now. Frick.
Maybe 15th.
Yeah, it's tough when you get...
That's what, 135?
Yeah. It's tough when you get to the one when you're fighting the 15th ranked guy. Cause just because you beat him, you might just be eliminated and someone else might take over, right?
Yeah. Ricky Simon looked all right. He didn't look great. But it was a good win.
Yeah.
Ronnie's been around the block.
Absolutely.
He's a gatekeeper.
The co-main event actually I was happy with. I love Lando Fernetta. Marshall knows that now.
Could he get in better shape or what? He's definitely not on the picogram watch.
He's a great fighter. This guy is the future. He just signed another 8-fight contract and he's amazing. If you're an MMA fan, you're going to love this guy. I think that most people do. I mean, he's had 5 fights, and he's already fighted the night 3 times, and he's had a performance of the what night once out of 5 fights.
His record's not terrible. It's like 9 or 10 and 3, I think.
Yeah, he should go on a run now, and I'm excited for that. 2 draws in your last 4 fights, so it sucks.
That could just be unlucky.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's because he had good. He fought Bobby Green and he was winning, but he had a deducted point, so he would have won the fight. Mm.
Shit happens.
A 3-round fight, if you're deducted a point, you're pretty much screwed.
Anyways, the main event is really what this card was about. It really wasn't much else after that. Top heavy as fuck.
Except Bing Bing.
Except for Bing Bing, right? Israel Adesanya looked good. But so did Anderson Silva.
Absolutely. Man, I was really impressed by Anderson Silva. I think everyone was more impressed by Anderson Silva's performance more than Israel.
Yeah, man, it was like watching some shit out of a Bruce Lee movie. Like, Israel's standing there trying to get the man to come to him like this. Anderson's just like doing his thing, hands down, moving his head.
It showed so much classic vintage Anderson that I was on like my toes. Like, he put his hands down, he let him hit him a bunch.
Ran at him through a flying knee, like what he almost ended Bisping's life with.
That was pretty, like, and it proved, like, Silva has a chin still.
Yeah, and he's quick, man. He had reflexes that, when he slipped that knee, or the kick, the head kick.
Twice, he couldn't catch him.
Reflexes, like, man. He's still the spider.
Absolutely. Don't retire. But just one more fight. One more fight. Win.
And if he wins a devastating fashion, I doubt he retires. He's the kind of guy who's going to keep.
He's the guy who could lose like five fights in a row though and get a title shot before and win.
But okay, here's my thing. Israel won for sure. I scored 2-1 for Israel. Yeah, 2-1. Why are we talking like this is the passing of the torch? This isn't like, what about Chris Weidman beating him twice? What about Michael Bisping? Even though I think Bisping lost, which most people think agree with me on that, Bisping beat him. Why is that not passing the torch? What about all the Derek Brunson? Derek Brunson looked good against him too. Why is this the passing of the torch?
It's because they had to make it a promotion out of it, right?
He's been gone for 2 years. The torch got passed 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago when he lost.
It's because he's so similar of a fighting style. But that being said, what I learned from this fight is like Israel's a good fighter, but what I learned from this fight truly is that he couldn't stand with the lead of the middleweights, in my opinion. I think Paulo Costa would knock him out.
Israel?
Yeah.
Oof, wow.
I think...
Yoel Romero was a terrible matchup for him.
Any wrestler would be really bad for him.
Chakra would be a tough matchup for him.
Chakra would be tough for him.
If you got a good ground game and you can take a shot, you're going to be a problem for Israel.
Yeah, so you learned a lot from that fight. Is he talented? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
But
his game's just... we haven't seen him off of his feet yet. That's the problem. We don't know what he... So, like... Okay, to say he's, like, handicapped on the ground, we don't know. It's hard
for us to say. It's like when Conor was fighting.
Yeah.
We always were like, they're giving him...
Yeah. Favorable matchups.
Yeah. So then he fought Chad Mendes and we learned.
Let's see him fight a wrestler. So far, to this day, he looks great. He's 16-0 now. He's beat some good dudes.
75-5 in kickboxing. Insane.
I don't know why we keep looking past Yoel Romero. Like, he's not... Obviously, he wasn't getting the next title shot against Whitaker. He's fought him twice.
But it's one of those things where people would still pay for it.
100%. I was in most people's opinion, or at least half of the people think Yoel beat Whitaker at least one of those times.
They're both meant for each other to fight.
Amazing. But it's just too bad.
Two great fights.
Yoel's 42 now. It's like, at some point, his body is going to fail him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but at some point, his body's going to be like, hey, man, like, you're 40. Like, you got to, like, slow down.
We're freezing out. Oh, there we go.
So it's just too bad, because he's... Whitaker's holding the division up. Maybe do Kamgasson versus Yoel Romero interim belt. Because Yoel has a better claim at the title shot than Israel does.
Romero's fighting Costa.
Paulo Costa, right. It's just too bad that Yoel keeps getting...
That's a toss-up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Yoel, but...
The thing about Yoel, if it's a 3-round fight, I think that Costa would win. I think Romero... favors over 5-round fights because he like loses rounds, but then he fucking catches you and boom, done.
He just waits and explodes.
It's kind of like when
Tyron Woodley just kind of
every fight explodes. Like he was fighting Luke Rockhold. Rockhold was beating him first 2 rounds. Yep. What happened second round? Bing bing.
Yep. Bing bing. Oh, that's done. The thing now. That's how we're using.
Hashtag Bing bing. He favors over a 5. He's kind of like a Derek Lewis.
Yeah, it's fair. You can end the fight like that.
Yeah.
He turns your lights
like guys out. Like that don't have cardio.
Yeah.
But they can hit you and they make up for it. They have heart.
Yeah.
So, 5 rounds with Yoel Romero, scary.
Middleweight division, welterweight division, lightweight division are all amazing right now.
What about the light heavyweight? Anthony Smith is fighting for the light heavyweight now, man. Wow. It's a dream fight.
Shout out to Lionheart. We're trying to get an interview with him, too. We'll see. Anyways... There was also a big boxing match this weekend. I don't know if anybody tuned in, but Gervonta Davis looked like a monster. Did you see the finish?
Yeah, the first round knockout.
It was a short notice opponent, but still, man, fucking first round. I think it was like a minute or two, and it was early in the first round too. Mm-hmm. Bang! Just
cash, just check.
I am impressed. He is definitely a promising prospect.
I hate him. I don't know. Ever since I see that fight on that McGregor Mayweather card, it just really bugged me. He's like, how do you hit someone after that and shit and glow like that?
Mayweather's talking a big game, but I'm saying he's the future of boxing. I mean, like, let's pump the brakes a bit. We like Anthony Joshua is here. We got Thurman. Canelo. No, not Thurman. Errol Spence, Bud Crawford. These guys are all in the queue ahead of
Gervonta. Meant Crawford, yeah. Actually. Why did I say yeah. Thurman? Not Thurman.
But, I mean, he's got the talent, and he's got the people around him that can put him in those big fights. Unfortunately, it sounds like Mayweather is going to be ducking Lomachenko. He said in the post-fight press conference that Lomachenko's old. Lomachenko's 30 or 31 years old. What do you mean he's old? If someone told Floyd at 30, 31 years old, Floyd would be like, who the fuck are you talking to like that? Mm-hmm. I'm old. He's trying to discredit the man's name. You know what I'm saying? Stop being a promoter for a second and just be a realist. You know the man's not old. You're 41 years old. You're still active. You're still fighting. So don't be calling a man that's like 10 years younger than you, an old man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you hear that?
Well, I didn't even know Floyd was supposed to fight him.
No. No, Gervonta's.
Oh, okay.
They want Gervonta to fight Lomachenko. Like, people are, like, asking for it.
And Lomachenko would win.
Yeah, I would favor Lomachenko, but don't forget the last dude that fought Lomachenko, Jose Pedroza, gave Lomachenko a hell of a fight, and Gervonta got rid of him, knocked him out for his first title. So,
true, stylistically, styles make fights. 100%.
Like, it'd be tough for Gervonta to land on him, but if he lands, he's got that dynamite. He ends men. He's 21-0 with 20 knockouts? Or something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Three-time world champion?
21-0, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got a...
Did you hear what Floyd wants to do with Gervonta next? He's having an exhibition with Tenshin in Ryzen. Again. They're doing it again.
With Gervonta.
Gervonta's fighting Tenshin. Do the Japanese hate Tenshin? Like, do they hate him? Do they want this guy's career to be pebbles? About pebbles?
One day, one of these fighters are going to beat fucking Tenshin. Or a boxer.
Not that one. Not Tenshin. No way. Tenshin's getting knocked out again.
Oh, man.
In the first round.
He's going to cry, or...
Why, though? Why are they doing that, dude?
Yeah, it's, sad.
I don't know, man. Don't do it. Don't do it to the poor boy. But, yeah. What do we got going on this weekend, Brady?
Would you like, there's a good card. I'm actually feeling this poster right now. I'm going to show you that. That's like an old school.
Throwback shit right there. That's some Ollie Frazier
shit. I don't know
if
you could see that, man.
Brady, focus there. You got to touch.
I'm new at this shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, it's
not me.
Dope poster.
Ngannou versus Velasquez.
This fight night is better than the pay-per-view we just had.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Ngannou
versus Velasquez, the return of Cain Velasquez.
Oh my god. Did you know we have Henan Barão on the ESPN preliminaries?
Oh wow. Okay. He's fallen from grace.
Who's fell off more than Henan Barão in the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like no one.
Yeah.
You went from third pound for pound?
Yeah. I hadn't lost in like 10 years or some shit.
Wow.
And TJ stole a soul.
Stole it. Like literally casket box.
He reapered him.
Holy shit.
All right, what do we got in the card?
T. Ortiz'd him. Oh, my God. Jessica Penne's back. I don't know if you care about that, but she was on suspension for 2 years. Henan Barão versus Luke Sanders, I guess, is going to be her first. Do you want to do predictions for each fight?
Give me Luke Sanders.
Really?
Henan looked bad his last fight, man.
I'm going to go with Henan Barão by split.
Okay, I'll take unanimous decision, Sanders.
I'm going to skip a couple fights. I mean, we got Nick Lentz, but I don't give a shit about Nick Lentz right now. We're going to go to Jimmy Rivera versus Aljamain Sterling, which I do not understand why he's on the prelims.
A hell of a fight, man.
Why is that on the prelims? That could be a contender fight.
Dana was talking about that, man. He said they tried to boost up the last fight on the prelims to give ESPN viewership.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. And as long as they're getting paid right, who cares where they fight on the card?
But that could be a main event for a fight night.
Jimmy Rivera will win.
I hope so. I like
Chinook. I want Sterling. I love Sterling, man.
I like them both.
I like that whole team over there in where Long Island, New York?
Oh, like Chris Weidman and
Alec Quinta.
Alec Quinta.
Yeah, man. I like that team.
Alec Quinta's a beast, man.
Mm-hmm.
He might be FIBA on a full camp.
So you got Jimmy or do you got Aljamain?
I got Jimmy.
Yeah, I got Jimmy as well.
Probably unanimous.
Yeah, unanimous decision.
I mean, that being said, Aljamain could wrestle him. But
he Aljamain seems to choke at the, and when he fights those top guys, Aljamain kind of just doesn't show up.
Yeah, And I heard he's a beast in camp. So.
Yeah.
We're going to skip a couple fights and go to Alex Sacers versus Cron Gracie.
Cron, jiu-jitsu guys. First round, rear naked choke, Cron Gracie. So? Yes.
We'll see. I got to go with Alex Sacers by decision.
Oh, okay.
He's going to grind him out.
You want to bet on this one?
No, I'm okay. Well, if you're betting on Alex Sacers.
There you go, problem. Ladies and gentlemen. He's got no balls. No balls.
I actually have three, so.
Stole one from Lance Armstrong.
Oh, shit. We got James Vick versus Paul Felder.
Felder. Head kick. I hate second that. Round.
This guy talks so much stuff. Like, I shouldn't be talking about fighters because we could ask him to fight and they're probably going to, you know. But James Vick, I wouldn't even want on our podcast.
Oh, shit.
I don't think he deserves that.
His only loss is to Gaethje, right?
He lost to Gaethje and he lost to, I think, Michael Johnson. No, Benil Dariush.
Okay.
He got knocked out. Did he? And when he gets knocked out clean.
Yeah, he gets tuned up. I don't think he's going to get by Felder.
Felder's a beast.
If Felder loses, he's going to stay at the announcing desk and he'll never fight again. But yeah, but Felder's going to whoop that ass, I think. Second round head kick.
I got him by just elbows off the ground. Teeing off on him. He's going to kill him. Francis Ngannou versus Cain Velasquez. Ooh. Woohoo! The return of the, well, I guess the brown pride tattoo.
Okay. Who you got?
You know what? I would love, my heart says somehow that Cain's is going to grind him out, but I'm going to go with Francis Ngannou by knocking him out because I would love to see it.
First round knockout, Francis Ngannou.
Don't come back after 3 years and fight the Predator.
With a metal cage around your spine. Yeah. Metal cage around your spine. You can't even go through a metal detector if you can get by Francis Ngannou. You can't go through a metal detector. Are you going to get by Francis Ngannou?
He's looking old, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
He hasn't fought since UFC 200 against Travis Brown. Yeah. And then he was, like, off for 2 years before that.
It's been a while.
But, like, what do you do? Like,
and Francis is looking good. He's beat wrestlers. He's beat Blades twice.
Destroyed Blades.
Yeah. Twice. He's on the feet, he's going to have a huge advantage.
Absolutely.
The only problem is if Cain drags it in the later rounds, we've seen...
Ngannou gas.
Yes. So if he learns how to control his energy a little bit better...
But the question is Velasquez's chin going to be the same? No. Well, his chin's never been that good.
Is his pace going to be the same? We don't know what kind of conditioning he's got. We don't know
if his cardio is going to be the same.
Is it cardio Cain or is it metal brace around my spine Cain?
Like, what do we know?
Yeah.
In physics, I don't think...
A prime Cain, it's not even close. We're taking Cain by probably first round stoppage.
Yeah.
But this Cain, we don't know because there's so many questions around him. I've seen Ngannou. I know what Ngannou can do. I'm taking Ngannou first round knockout.
Absolutely. Title shot for the winner?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, Stipe deserves it. Either Stipe or it's going to be Brock Lesnar or Jon Jones.
For the belt?
I mean, it's... Cormier has the belt, so he dictates who he's going to fight. It's either going to be Stipe, Brock Lesnar, or Jon Jones. There's only three guys he's going to fight. No one else outside of those three will get a shot at DC.
That's true. It's all on DC's lap. DC's supposed to be retiring next month.
Yeah. I mean, Dana is trying to persuade him to fight those three guys. He wants him to fight three more fights.
It's not going to happen.
I doubt it. Yeah.
I think one more fight.
Yeah.
But besides that, we got Santa Cruz and
Miguel Flores?
Yeah, boxing, so...
Flores has been knocked out before. Santa Cruz is a beast. His only loss is to Carl Frampton, which he avenged and ended up being Frampton in the rematch. Mm-hmm. Who you got? I think it's Super Featherweight, right?
Featherweight. I got Santa Cruz by 12 rounds.
By decision?
Yeah.
Give me Flores by... I mean, Jesus. Give me Santa Cruz...
Put the money up there.
By... Let's go 10th round.
Again, he's going to hit him with the bing bing.
With the bing bing.
Oh, shit.
10th round... ref's gonna stop the fight. Just too much damage. 10th round stoppage.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Santa Cruz, very action packed guy. He's good to watch. He used to be on every Mayweather.
He should be undefeated still.
Well, he lost to Carl Frampton, which was a beast himself, and then he avenged it. So I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
But it was a split decision.
It was a split decision. Yeah.
He never should have lost that fight. I watched that shit.
Yeah. If you watch Santa Cruz, you'll see he always ticks his lead.
Kind of pound for pound, he should be.
I mean, he was. before the Santa Cruz.
Pretty impressive, man. He's a high, like, he's had many divisions now, right?
He's 3-division champ now.
He's a good fighter.
He'd be a good fight for Gervonta. I think he's 1 division below Gervonta, or right, I don't know, they're right around the same weight. 4 pounds.
Might be too fast for Gervonta.
He's long as fuck, too. He's really long. It'd be a good fight. Stylistically, it'd be interesting, because Gervonta's shorter, and he's more, and he throws harder shots, but Santa Cruz is more active, and he's got a better jab.
Absolutely.
So it'd be a good fight. But that's pretty much it for last weekend and this weekend. Got anything else to add?
Oh, man. No. We all both right. Got to go to work.
Shout out to Paul Williams again. We're definitely going to be in contact with you. We're waiting on the details and situation.
Yeah.
And we're going to let you, and we'll let everybody else know what's going on with that.
And what was on Kevin Gaslam's neck?
Staff? What staff?
I don't know.
Maybe
Ingram. Did you see the Dana White pick?
No.
They had Dana White's little head stuck on the back of his neck. Oh my god.
Who gave that fucking guy a belt? Who?
Yeah.
It was Henry's. It was Henry Cejudo's belt, wasn't it?
It probably was. Yeah, because
he's the only one that has that new belt.
Yeah.
Fucking walking around like he's the man.
Horrible.
But yeah, we will see you guys next week. This will be available on Wednesday.
Well, we might be earlier.
Might be earlier.
Paul Williams.
All right, guys. Enjoy your week.
Bye.